morning. Good morning, everyone, dear brothers and sisters. Let's get started with prayer. Father, we thank you for being here this morning. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for living within us. We thank you for guiding us, for leading us, for loving us, for protecting us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us up more and more. And Father, I pray that you would use me this morning to teach the word so that your word would reach out, so that it would reach our hearts, that we would be transformed from the inside out to the glory of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to open your Bibles in the Gospel of John. So, of course, it will again be about love this morning, as this is our major topic this year. I will read from the Gospel of John. It's chapter 13, and it's verses 34 and 35. So, John 13, verses 34 and 35. So, Jesus himself, he talks to his disciples here, and he says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Verse 35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So there's basically going to be a focus on, the love that we have as believers in Christ for our brothers and sisters. So it's going to be about the brotherly love this morning. And how this is actually connected to a very important topic. And this we find in verse 35, because it says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So everyone, and I looked this up in several translations, but everyone really means everyone. It does not only mean every single believer, but it actually means every single person on that planet, irrespective of whether he or she knows Jesus or not, or not yet. And so basically what that verse tells us, that there is a connection between brotherly love and evangelization. Because as people will see us, and as they will see the love that we have for one another, they will actually see that Jesus is with us. So there's a very interesting and very important connection between the brotherly love that we have amongst us within the church, and also about reaching out to those who don't know Jesus yet. So there's a connection between brotherly love and evangelization. Basically tells us, as we are growing in the love that we have for one another, we actually become more effective in reaching out to people who don't know Jesus yet, because they will simply see that Jesus is amongst us. Let us turn our Bibles to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. I will start reading from verse 1 and then down to verse 5. So Philippians 2, verses 1 to 5. And there the Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians. And he says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded." So basically being of the same mind, or having the same mindset. "Having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind." So it talks about he talks about unity here, unity amongst believers. And in the very same sentence, he also talks about having the same love. So this apparently seems to be important. Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. And this is what this is a very important ingredient to brotherly love. So basically, important ingredient to the love that we have for one another as believers in Christ, that we do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility value others above yourself. So basically, do not put yourself into focus, but put others into focus. And basically, as verse 4 continues to say, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Then verse 5, in your relationships with one another, so it talks about the relationships that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ within the church, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. So very similar to what we have been reading in verse 2. Make my joy complete by being like-minded. This is what it means when he says then in verse 5 that we should have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. So apparently unity is something very important in the body of Christ. And we find this in multiple passages in the New Testament, that this is something that we should be striving for amongst us, so that unity would be growing amongst us. And I strongly believe that it has a lot to do with actually the love that we have for one another. So if we learn to love one another as Jesus loved us, and actually if you go into the Greek translation, and if you then read Philippians 2:2, you find that where he talks about a love, so having the same love, it actually means agape, so the godly love. So as Christ lives within us and he dwells within us and we are being transformed by his love, we also grow in the love that we have for one another as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And that actually, I believe, really is the basis for actually becoming united in Christ, because we are different. We have different opinions and sometimes we struggle with each other. But if really Christ's love is the center of our lives, then we are being empowered to love one another and actually to grow in unity, even though we are different, because God made us different, and that is good. But of course, we need the Holy Spirit to being empowered to grow in love and thereby to grow in unity. Let's go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Chapter 17, Gospel of John, chapter 17, and I will read from verse 20 down to verse 24. So John 17 from verse 20. And then Jesus prays for his disciples, but then he continues to pray for all believers. And this is shortly before he gets arrested. So John 17, verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. So he means it's not only for the disciples, but I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Verse 21, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. So apparently, again, it's about the unity that the Lord wants to see growing within the body of Christ. May they also be in us. So now it talks about the unity that we as believers have with the Father and the Son. May they also be in us. And now it comes. So that the world may believe that you have sent me. So again, it's about evangelization. Again, it's about reaching out to people. So as we become united, so basically as we believers, as we become united in Christ and become united with the Father and the Son, and this is something that can only grow if the love of Christ grows within us, then actually the world will see that we are believers. So there will be an automatic result that basically the people around us, the world, will believe that Jesus was sent by the Father. Verse 22, I have given them the glory that you gave me so that they may be one as we are one. Again, it's about unity. I in them, so our unity with Christ, and you in me, so the Father's unity with the Son, so that they may be brought to complete unity. So he highlights the importance of unity amongst us as believers, and also unity amongst the Father and the Son and us as the believers. And then it comes in the second part of verse 23. Then, so as we are being brought to complete unity, then the world will know that you sent me. So again, it highlights the impact on evangelization. It highlights the impact on reaching out to people. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. And there's a fourth passage I want to read with you. So let us continue with Ephesians 4 now. Ephesians 4. And I will read from verse 11 down to verse 16. Ephesians 4, verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. So we need all these gifts. We all need these offices as they are being listed in verse 11. So apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that the body of Christ may be built up, verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Verse 15, instead, speaking the truth in love, so now it highlights the importance of love, such that the body of Christ will be built up. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Verse 16, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. So the body of Christ builds itself up in love. And the result will be, as we read in verse 13, so that the body of Christ will may be built up until we all reach unity. And from the verses that we've been reading before, we know there's a connection. So as we are growing in love for one another in the body of Christ, we will grow in unity amongst each other. And the Word of God tells us that this will automatically result in reaching out to others. So others will see. They will see it. They will see that we know Christ and that Christ is with us and within us. And that's basically the word for this morning, so that there's an important connection between the love that we have amongst each other and evangelization. And as we are growing in this love, as we are growing in unity, as the body of Christ is being built up, it's being strengthened to carry out the works of service that the Lord has prepared. And one of these works, it's not the only works, but one of these works is to reach out to people and to make disciples in the nations, as Jesus has commanded us to do. And I want to become a little bit practical toward the end. As you probably know, we have several brothers and sisters who are reaching out to people, in particular on Wednesday evenings in the inner city of Munich, and basically telling people about Jesus. And you know how I was just wondering, what could this actually practically mean for you today to foster this brotherly love in relation to evangelization. So one thing, of course, could be ask yourselves whether maybe sometimes it's possible for you to actually join your brothers and sisters, like Wednesday evenings, when they're in the city. I mean, you know, maybe this is not possible because of work or other issues. That's okay. But this may be one thing. You could actually show your love for your brothers and sisters who go every Wednesday evening by basically joining them and supporting them. This could be one thing. Another thing, which most times is the only thing that I can do because of time constraints, is basically to take time in prayer. So you could actually also show your love to your brothers and sisters who are on the streets and evangelizing people by basically supporting them in prayer, and maybe by even actually also fasting, because several people here in the church, they also are fasting on Wednesdays, and basically using this also in to support our brothers and sisters who are out there on Wednesday evenings. And one more thing is actually also, basically, as we are coming here together as a church, be it today, for example, or be it on Sundays, I believe that at least many of us do know and have at least an idea of what the gifts they've been receiving from God that we should be using to basically serve one another and to love one another. So basically, if you come here like on Sundays, whatever service you are doing, but this is important, because as you are, you know, investing what God's been giving you, you are building up the church, you are building up the body of Christ. And this is also a way of how you can show your love to your brothers and sisters, by basically investing what God's been giving you so that the body of Christ is being built up. And as the body of Christ is being built up, we are growing in love, we are growing in unity, and this will empower us also to reach out to people and to evangelize them. And as a last point, I really believe that, you know, we are living in very dynamic times, and I believe it's important more than ever before to make this really one of our top priorities, to reach out to people and to make them known to Jesus. And I believe, you know, the numbers of people who will come to the church and who will accept Jesus as the Savior, it will increase. But, you know, as they will come to the church, they will need us. So basically those who are already believers, so that we will support them, so that they can grow in their faith, so that they can grow in their love for Jesus. So one or another way where you could actually show your love to brothers and sisters, namely basically those who have just become new believers in Christ, is basically to be here and to actually see them and to recognize them as they are entering this building, and to reach out to them and to talk to them, and maybe to support them in prayer and to encourage them to follow Jesus and to grow in faith. And that's basically the word for today. Let us finish up with prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Your word is timeless. Your word is powerful. And as this earth and heaven will fade away, your word will never pass away. And this we can be absolutely be assured. And Father, I really pray that we would understand your word, that we would receive your word this morning, that we would really receive it not only with our minds, but also with our hearts, that your word would transform us from the inside out. I really pray earnestly, Lord, that we would grow in our love for you, but this automatically means also to grow in our love for one another. And Lord, you know that sometimes we are struggling with one another, and forgiveness may be needed here and there. And I really pray that you would strengthen us, that you would talk to us where forgiveness is needed, such that relationships would be restored, such that the love amongst each other, the love that we have for one another as brothers and sisters, that it would be growing, Lord, that your love within us would be growing, that the love that we have for one another would be growing, so that the body of Christ will be built up, that we will reach this unity that we are called to reach, such that people would see more and more that you are with us and that you are amongst us, and that you would use this, Lord, to basically draw people near to you, and that other people would get to know you and would become believers in you and would start following you. In Jesus' name, amen.